team. We got you know, almost a full week up there of practicing and getting ready for the games, and it's a fun trip to go up to Alaska. You know, you get to see a new area you know, go out to eat with the team and have practices in a different rink, and I think it's a good changeup.
I'm guessing you don't have any parents to buy tickets for up there.
No, I think the ticket list will be pretty short up in Fairbanks.
All right, Tyler. Well, congratulations on a fantastic weekend. It was a lot of fun watching you guys play. It was a lot of fun watching how successful you were and how important you were to that win and tie at Michigan State. And we hope you keep it going and get a couple of wins up in Fairbanks.
Sounds good. Thank you, Dirk.
All right, we'll see you later on in the week. That is Tyler Hannon in here on Mix 93, the one of the big stars over the weekend down at in East Lansing at Mon Ice Arena. We'll take a break. Be back with your questions. Coach Pearson will join us again right here on the Mel Pearson Show.
Buy a dinner and take home a dinner free. You heard that right. It's buy one, take one at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub. Sunday through Thursday nights, dine in only. Order any pasta, ravioli, steak, seafood, or chicken dinner while dining in and take home one of their four ravioli dinners free. Order your choice of the library's handmade chicken Florentine ravioli, meat, cheese, or gluten-free chicken and kale ravioli. Pick a sauce including the roasted red pepper, tomato, and smoked Gouda sauce. Buy one, take one now for a limited time. Taste something great two times at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub. The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and the Memorial Union on the Michigan Tech Campus and University Images, located in the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages right from either store for out-of-town family and friends. Stop at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, where the public is always welcome, or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
Bucko is at it again with outrageous pricing store-wide. All Coke and 7-Up 2 liters, 2 for $3. All Pepsi products of 12-pack cans, 2 for $9. All Mountain Dew 20-ounce products, only 2 for $2.22. Keep things cool with nice ice prices. 4 bags, $5. Check out the Gatorade and Powerade specials. Stay amped up for those cool nights of hunting with one-of-a-kind energy drink deals at Bucko's Party Store
WKMJ.
In Calumet. All
hits
sales do not include tax and deposit.
Today.
What's it mean to add refreshing Coca-Cola to the best time of the year? It means celebrating the present, with or without actual presents. It's making sure your party is well-stocked with ice-cold Coca-Cola, so it's well-stocked with warm friends.
Can you grab one for me?
Sure.
Having Coke over for the holidays means celebrating the night before Christmas. And the night before that, and the night before that.
Too soon to open presents?
And resolving to make any time of year the best time of year.
This is nice, huh?
Yeah, this is nice.
Nothing keeps friends and family refreshed like ice-cold Coke. So pick some up today and give new meaning to holiday cheers. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
Few things go better with the holidays than ice-cold Coca-Cola. This season, Share a Coke is back with new holiday-inspired names on select packages. Share a Coke with your Secret Santa, under the mistletoe, or even with Donner and Blitzen. So swing by your local grocery store and stock up on plenty of refreshing holiday cheer today. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
Back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Coach is back with us, and we're ready to get to some of our questions here today. And let's start off. This one came in after the show last week, I think, Coach. And the question is, please talk a bit about Cliff Watson and the things he brings to the defensive side of our team.
Yeah, Cliff has been obviously a real force on our team. I guess you'd refer to him as more of a shutdown defenseman. You can play him against other teams' top players, and he does a real good job of limiting them throughout opportunities. And we like to play him, if we can, head up against the other team's top players. But, he's got some offensive instincts, too. You don't see them in the numbers, but Cliff does a real good job handling the puck, making a simple play. And, I've got a lot of confidence in him, as do our coaches and our team. And, he brings a physical presence also to our team. He had couple of real big hits, obviously, in this game against Michigan State, or this weekend against Michigan State, too. But just a good leader, just one of those guys you want on the ice in key situations. He does a fantastic job for us, and just a good all-around defensive defenseman.
You know, I notice when he's making his hits now, too, he's very deliberate about using the shoulder and making it difficult for the officials to call him on anything because he is such a clean hitter usually, but he's been on the, I think has a bit of bad luck, and I'm not blaming the officials on it because they've been some pretty darn good hits, open ice hits, but he's such a big guy that maybe he doesn't get the benefit of the doubt sometimes when he makes a clean hit. I thought this weekend he really made sure when he made a hard hit that it was legal and very obvious to the officials.
Yeah, he picked the spots better, and, you always want to, try to get those big hits when they present themselves, but you don't want to put yourself out of position or, like you said, get a penalty. So, no, he's been better this year. I know last year, he took one against Bemidji State, and, we thought it was a good hit, but anytime your player's coming across the ice now and can't protect himself, they're going to call it, even if you don't get your elbow up or your stick up. So, Cliff had to learn to adapt to make sure in those situations that he's more careful and more cautious, and he still gets his good hits in. So he's, like I said, he's one of the biggest hitters, not only in our team, I think in our whole league.
Well, Coach, here's a question referencing the scores this weekend at the WCHA. This listener says he's only half kidding, but is the WCHA going to finish with a bunch of 12-12-4 teams in the league?
When you look at the scores this weekend, I think that just, indicative of how tight these teams are. And I think you're going to see that, continue the rest of the way. I mean, there's not much separation between the teams. And, Bowling Green wins in overtime. The next night wins another one-goal game. Ferris and Alaska, two tie games. Northern and Minnesota State, two tie games. Lake State and Bemidji, tie and a one-goal game. So I think you're going to see that. There's not much to choose between a lot of the teams this year. As I mentioned, the bottom teams have gotten better, and the top teams have lost some pretty good players and are finding their way right now. So it's going to be a fight right to that last night, just like it was last year, not only for, playoff positioning, who's got home ice, but even to see who makes the playoffs. So you got to show up and play every night. If you don't, you're going to get beat, and regardless, it's going to be a close game most nights anyway.
Next question, Coach. Coach, are the players who traveled to East Lansing the same ones who will travel to Alaska?
Well, we brought our whole team down because of Thanksgiving break and the non-conference game. So we brought our whole team down, 20 players to Michigan State. And then today we set our travel roster because we weren't sure, you never know about injuries, some other things that are going on. So, health issues or illness. So we brought everybody down, and then we'll pick our team. We have picked our team this morning. Early this morning we sat down, and we can take 23 players to Fairbanks. And so that means, unfortunately, we have to leave 5 players home during the Thanksgiving break, and I think most of those guys will get the opportunity to go home for a couple of days and be with their family, and hopefully ease some of the pain of not being with the team and whatnot. So it's a tough situation, in other sports, usually whether it's volleyball or basketball or even soccer, I think they can travel pretty well their whole team. But so it's tough anytime you have to make those decisions, not to take players, but we have to do what we think is in the best interest of the team and take the 23 guys who we feel are the most ready at this point to help us win.
Now, you're not allowed, even though you're on break, you're not allowed to bring, not that you would, obviously, but you're not allowed to bring everybody to Fairbanks. Is that because it's a conference game series, or how does that work?
Yeah, that's because conference games. So conference, we have restrictions on how many players. We usually allow 22 players.
Right.
The playoffs are different, but during the regular season, you can travel 22 players, and then in the case of Alaska, I believe it's up to 24 players. We're just going to take 23. So one extra player for each position, forward and defense. And then we'll take all 3 goalies because we've got a lot of practice. That's the other thing, practice. You got a lot of practices. Your practice will be a little change because of, the less bodies on the ice. So we have to make sure we adjust for that. But we'll take all 3 goaltenders because if you have an issue, we'd rather have them up there than have to summon one up from Houghton and bring them all the way up on short notice.
Coach, next question. How is Jake Jackson after going down last week? And I know he was on the trip with you to East Lansing. What is his status right now?
Yeah, he won't make the trip to Alaska. He's on schedule, hopefully, to return for the Anchorage series when we get home. His shoulder's gotten better. It was just a real slight shoulder injury, so it's continued to get better every day. He did skate with us down in Lansing, and